Holy Spirit, dear brothers and sisters, the gospel today, and we're invited to receive its message right after we hear the word of the gospel. And today's story is the one that comes into our heart and stays forever. And it's very simple, although even the disciples of the Lord could not understand, fully grasp the meaning. That's why they asked the Lord right after he said this parable, when he told them. They said, what is the true meaning of this? And then the Lord explained to them how the seed goes in various places and falls on the ground. And some of the grounds are fruitful, some are not. And he said, that's how we as human beings in our hearts accept or reject the word of God. So it's very simple, and we who came here today, we understand the meaning of that. What we are invited to fully embrace is that this word is not just a word or a written word or pronounced word. It is the same person of Christ. And that's the whole point of today's gospel story, that we, by embracing the word, which means the gospel shared with us as a joyous news of salvation in the church, we receive it as the person of God. And then what is the fruit of this word? It is the Holy Eucharist. It is our very communion with Him. And the Lord, when He used these images from everyday life, He used them so that we can understand and embrace them. He didn't speak about concepts and by saying how God is a supreme being with perfect qualities or other stuff like that. But through our everyday experience, He brought us closer to the full understanding of His divine teaching. And His divine teaching, once again, is not a theorem, not a science, it is the person of Christ Himself. And by accepting the word today in this context of the Eucharist, dear brothers and sisters, as a fruit of it, we will receive the Lord Himself, which is His person, His body, and His blood in the Eucharist. So may God bless us all, and may we always keep the word, the seed of God, in our being, being like Christ, and by accepting His ethos, His way of living in our mortal beings, so that His glory will be revealed through the body of the church. May God bless you all. Sejam prados.